Gerard, it's Dale and Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks. You know, we don't have food for you or anything like Tom Curran. I just got to warn you, we can't feed you here today.
No food.
Oh, man.
And you know what? The food goes to waste on that show. I mean, you guys ever eat? I just see the food there. It doesn't look like anybody's digging in. Why don't you guys ever eat the food?
That food doesn't go to waste. I take that right home.
How you feeling about this week, Jet Week? Everybody's talking about it. It's the most anticipated Monday night game of the season. How you feeling about it right now on Friday?
To be honest, I feel pretty good. You know, having those extra days off to prepare for a great team. You know, we're getting more comfortable with the game plan. We're confident in the game plan, and I think we'll play fast on Monday night.
When you get the opportunity to face a team the second time in a season, when you're facing a division opponent for the second time, do you feel like you have a leg up on the preparation, or do you just assume they're going to change everything anyway?
You just have to assume that they're going to change a lot of things. You know, they had the same amount of time off that we had, so I'm sure those guys have been working hard and preparing well as well. So we just have to go out and execute our game plan, and hopefully it's the best one.
What was the breakdown of your time off? I mean, you're playing on Thursday afternoon, obviously. I'm guessing you guys got back to Providence 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Say from Thursday night to Monday or Tuesday, how did you use that time?
Coach gave us a couple of days off as far as, you know, the physical stresses on the body. But at the same time, we had to come in, watch film, watch a lot of film, and break down a lot of games. So all that time, if we weren't on the practice field, we were definitely in the film room watching film.
For you, was it good to get a break away from the game? Physically, obviously, it's good if you have to play a game on a Sunday and then come back on a Thursday. But mentally, how did you treat it? Did you treat it in a way you're saying, well, it's football season, I watch film anyway and just not have the physical toll on my body? Or did you take a break, a mental break from football too?
No, I didn't take a mental break at all, personally. I enjoy the game, and I'm always trying to watch film, always trying to get a competitive edge. So I try to use that time wisely and stay in the film room and prepare for this game.
The weirdest stat in the National Football League for me is tackles, because I never know who's keeping them and what they're doing. But right now, today, you lead the NFL in solo tackles and in total tackles. How do those numbers compare with the numbers that the coaches give you?
They're off a little bit as far as you know, week to week. They kind of short you, but at the same time, you know, when the coaches go back and watch film and they can rewind it and go through the film very thorough, there are always going to be changes. So I think the team has them for a little bit more.
Is it safe to say that now that we look back on your season last year and how you look totally different this year, that you were hindered by the knee issue a year ago?
I had a pretty bad injury or whatever, but you know, the thing about it is it's always better not having on a metal knee brace. You know, anytime you don't have a knee brace, you have two balanced legs, you're always gonna feel better and play better. So, you know, I do feel better this year, and you know, I just hopefully it continues.
How would you compare your grasp of the defense now compared to last year even? I know last year you weren't a rookie, but just in terms of the verbiage, how would you compare it?
Well, you know, this year's defense is a lot different from last year's as well. We're doing a lot of different things, but at the same time, I'm becoming more comfortable with the defense, more comfortable with the guys. You know, we have a young defense. You know, I'm going in my third year, and I'm considered one of the old guys, so that tells you a lot. But at the same time, I'm becoming more comfortable. The communication between each player is getting better, and we're taking steps in the right direction.
We're talking with New England Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo, Pats and Jets Monday at Gillette Stadium. This is a very young defense, the youngest defense of Bill Belichick's entire coaching career. But are you seeing the progression of these young players from the beginning of the season to now? Are they playing like they're not the raw rookies they were when this season started?
I think so. Anytime you look at guys like Devin McCourty and Brandon Spikes and even Jermaine Cunningham, from the first game until now, those guys are playing at a pretty high level. And, you know, that goes to all the hard work that those guys put in.
What's it like dealing with Bill Belichick, the coordinator, versus Bill Belichick, the head coach?
It's pretty much the same guy. You know, you're just spending more time with him. So, you know, at the same time, you try to be a sponge and learn as much as you can. You know, he's been around the game for a long time, and he's a great coach. So, you know, I'm going to enjoy it while he's still a coordinator.
You're kind of used to this. You guys play in national TV games all the time. I mean, whether it's the late game on Sunday or Sunday night or Monday night. But do the juices get flowing a little bit more when you're the only game in town, when you're the only game people across the country can watch?
I think so. You know, this is a huge game for us, and it's a Monday night game against a division rival. You know, this game is huge. Both teams need it. This could be the difference between a wild card and a first-round bye, you know. So it's a huge game, and that's how we're approaching it.
Is much of that said, or do you guys already know that without anybody telling you anything?
I mean, it's said that, you know, we need to go out here and play well. And that goes back to you talking about the time, how we use the time and how we use it in the film room preparing for this huge game.
We should probably ask your teammates this question, but we have you on the line. We'll ask you this too. How would you describe yourself as a captain?
Ask my teammates that question. I don't know.
Because one of them told me, he said, "Oh man, he doesn't say anything." No, I'm just kidding. We didn't ask him that yet. But would you say you're more of a verbal guy, or are you a, hey, just look what I'm doing. Look what time I get here. Look how much time I watch film and follow my lead.
You know, I think I'm a little bit of both, to be honest with you. When something needs to be said, I'll say it. You know, if guys need to get going, get the juices going, I'm always there to help provide that. But at the same time, I try to lead by my actions. So let me know what they say next week after you talk.
I will. I'll ask around. I want to ask you this, though, too, because this is pretty unbelievable. I think a lot of Patriots fans know this, but not all of them know it. You obviously are a linebacker in the National Football League. But you have two brothers, and they're also linebackers. What's the deal in the Mayo family where everybody decides they're going to play linebacker?
Well, you know, we all play two positions in high school, and at the end of the day, we all decided that it's better to give out the hits than to take them. So, you know, that's how we all became linebackers.
I was going to say, probably none of you are built to play cornerback anyway, right?
Exactly.
Now, you got a brother at Hofstra and a brother, is it Richmond?
Yeah, one of my brothers was at Hofstra, but, you know, they shut that program down. So now he's at Old Dominion University, which he just finished up a pretty good senior season. And my other little brother is at Richmond, though.
So do you get a chance? I know, you know, but with playing in the NFL, you don't get a chance to see them. Do they send you DVDs of their games, or do you watch their games in the offseason? How does that work?
Well, when my brother was at Hofstra last year, I actually got a chance to go, you know, drive to New York after we played the Jets, I think. I drove down there, and I got a chance to watch him play. But my brother at Richmond, I haven't had a chance to watch him play, but I do keep in contact, and they tell me their stat line each and every week.
Gerard, we appreciate the time. We're looking forward to talking to you again. Good luck on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
You take care.
Okay, Gerard, thanks.
That is Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo, who joins us on a Patriots Friday.